I want to talk about Father's Day.
Yeah.
And we're months away now, or at least.
But that means people may really Father's think about
Day.
It.
Father's Day. Okay. And the social media attack on
single mothers.
No, real fatherhood. We on opposite sides of the situation. with the perspective. And mind you, I'm coming from a single parent household because my mother raised me by herself until she was 9 and then remarried.
Until you was 9.
Until I was nine.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
And then she remarried. I was really bothered. Mind you, though, in my timeline, I saw more women doing their best this year to not go on the defensive, even though quietly you could see that there was a conversation happening based on the post that they were having. But I feel like on Father's Day, and this is coming from somebody who had a biological father who was absent, I feel like there's a need to give support to those men who are doing an exceptional job. And not take anything away from them. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is the day to bash your absentee baby daddy. It's just not.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let the brothers or men in general who are actually doing the job, raising their kids, raising kids that are not their children as their children, let them have some shine and some love and support. Because on Mother's Day, I don't think I've ever seen
no shame, no shame, no mommy wasn't here, none of that.
Or, you know, daddy, thank you for doing the job of both mommy and dad. I never really see that on Mother's Day. Mothers get everything that they deserve and then some. But I hate seeing, and I'm thinking specifically about black men. I hate seeing just the attack on brothers.
Yeah.
The attack on men who are actually doing a good job. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not mad at the woman who is raising a child by herself. But being somebody who was raised with a single mother for a certain amount of time, you miss something when the father is not there, period. You don't. No matter how great your mother is, there's only so much she can do to cover it. And then now raising a child in a two-parent household, I see how dependent he is on both of us. You know, Eli, it's enough of him to be like, mommy, daddy. And granted, he has specific things that he wants from each of us, mm-hmm. but he thinks of us as a unit. And so I really want sisters who find themselves in that circumstance, and I'm being nice tonight. You find yourself in that situation to, in that moment, I would like to believe all of us, even if we weren't raised without fathers, even if we had to parent children with a missing father, that there was some man in our life somewhere that left a positive impact on us. Yeah. If you don't do anything but think about that man and the impact that he had on you and put your energy towards that versus bashing anybody, then, because mind you, my mother being a single parent, she knew before I was born that she and my father weren't going to make it and that he just wasn't the right kind of person. She never spoke against him. She never talked to me in a way that, you know, your daddy ain't shit. She never did anything like that. She let me grow up and see the man he was for myself, which I, at this point in my life, completely appreciate. There are women out there, and this is completely judgmental. Hate me if you want. You know my email, kc@blackisonline.com. There are women out there that have multiple children by multiple different men, none of them good men, none of them that they knew were going to actually be men who was going to stick it out there with them. You in that circumstance, I'm sorry, you are complicit in your own fucking situation. And you can't sit around and be mad, you know, fuck these baby dad. You have all these children with all these men. Somewhere in there, you knew he was not, or they were not going to be the men you needed them to be. That doesn't take any onus off of them for not handling their responsibility. But I have to always go back to my elders. As my papa would say, when a person has a problem that keeps repeating itself, then you got to look at the common denominator. Something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Something wrong with you. If you're the one with multiple baby daddies who's...
And now one of them around.
Right. Then something wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. You know what I mean? And in that situation, those are the sisters who bother me more than not. going off about, you know, fuck this, I'm having to raise all these kids by myself. Yeah, you are. And we need to ask, you need to ask yourself today, why is that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? How much of it is really your fault? You know what I'm saying? And again, doesn't take the onus off the brothers who made the, who laid the seed and rolled out, but how much of this is your fault? And I just, I get bothered by that because I had such a wonderful, or I have such a wonderful stepfather. I had such a wonderful grandfather in my biological father's absence. And I choose on Father's Day not to sit back and think about all the things my daddy didn't do. But I think about how blessed I was that I did have these other two men who stepped up and did what they did. And that's what matters to me.
Yeah.
You know, and not to mention what my husband is doing now with our children. So that's it. I'm off my soapbox. I will shut up.
Bravo. Bravo. No, bravo. You're right. Because when you go, I go through my timeline too, and I'm like, you know, hey, I'm doing a job of both. I'm like, we don't shit on you on Mother's Day, though. Don't shit on me. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I've seen, I think I saw a post, one of my gay friends, she's a stud, and she kind of put this post up, oh, studs make better fathers than the natural fathers do. And I was like, and I chose not to comment on that. And I was just like, I didn't want
to. You ain't got nothing nice to say.
I had nothing nice to say. I really didn't have nothing nice to say. And it kind of hurt me a little bit because, you know, Chanel and I, you know, it's no secret. My oldest son is not my son. My blood son, he's my baby. I've raised him since he was 8 months old. That's my kid. Mm-hmm. His biological father, I'm not going to speak violence on the mic. We know what can happen. Mm-hmm. And we'll leave it at that. You can't take him away from me. Just know that damn much. Mm-hmm. But real men will do what they're supposed to do, mm-hmm. regardless of whatever the situation is. Mm-hmm. If he wants to be there, guess what, ladies? He'll be there. You can't fuck him into making him wanting to be there. Mm-hmm. And then when you get knocked up, don't get mad. Like you just said, he needs to own up of what he needs to do as well. You need, hey, handle your responsibility. But if you got multiples, like you just said, look at yourself. Because obviously there's something you're doing wrong within what you're doing. Mm-hmm. If something's wrong. Mm-hmm. So real men, hey, it's never too late. Congratulations to the real man doing things. That's all I can say.
You know, I'm going to have to pick up the soapbox. I'm just going to step on the soapbox for a second. I'm going to try real hard not to go. I'm going to try not to go hard on this mic real quick. But here it is. I'm so tired of women on Father's Day feel like this is their day to talk bad about guys or talk bad about their baby daddies or talk bad about what their father, what the father of their children is not doing. It also is bothering me that when a person comes and they step to the mic and they defend fatherhood, that isn't a slap in your face as single mom. You know what I mean? It isn't saying single mom that you are a bad mom. It's not saying like single mom, you're not holding down, you know, the part-time job and the full-time job and raising these four kids by yourself and doing what you have to do. That's not what it's saying at all. If I'm stepping to the mic and I'm saying, hey, fathers, great job on, you know, being at baseball practice. Great job at helping your kids learn how to color in the lines. You know, great job at being there and reading bedtime stories or whatever it is that you do. I'm saying that it's coming from a place where maybe enough fathers aren't doing that. Or maybe it's coming from a place where maybe dads, maybe you just need somebody to say it. Because sometimes people don't articulate enough, like, you know what, you are necessary, you're needed in the family unit.
Yeah,
you know, but it's not a slap in the face of the single mom, like, oh, just because he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, it's, that speaks something about what, you know, is going on with you. Two different things. Yeah. Apples and oranges. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so it bothers me that single moms feel like on Father's Day they need to say, oh, I'm a single mom and I'm raising two kids. And God didn't design you to be raised. There was never, ever, ever in God's design that said, you know what? I'm going to make it so that she has to give birth to these babies, raise these babies, nurture these babies all by herself.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? That's not what he said. Mm-hmm. when, you know, and for whatever reason, there's in this culture right now, there's a place that there's an area that's going on where there's a lot of single mommies going on and even single fathers going on. You know what I mean? There's a lot of singleness raising kids and child raising that isn't, and God's probably just sitting down looking like, what y'all doing? This is not even it's not even how I designed it to happen. You know what I mean? But I think there's a point, something has to happen where we have to change our mind and change our focus and get back together. You know what I mean? Because it's necessary in order to have productive and to have children in the world that are complete, that grow up to be complete humans, complete men and women. There has to be a point where the man and the woman come together, whether it's the man and the woman that created it, whether it's Uncle Tommy and the mom that come together, whether it's grandpa stepping into place or something. There has to be a moment where a male and a woman come together and they raise these kids.
Yes.
Whatever that combination looks like for you, right, it is what it is. But that combination has to happen in order for these children to come out and to be whole and complete when they come out into the world. Because otherwise, what we're going to end up doing, what we are doing, is we're raising children that come out into the world that don't know their place, that don't know that it's not appropriate for a woman to propose to a man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know that that's not appropriate on a lot of levels. You know, I mean, they think that it's cute, but it's not just for like male-female relationship issues, but just because how are men designed. You know what I mean? Men are, like Chris, you mentioned it earlier, how men are designed differently as far as being able to saying that I'm ready to take care of a family. I'm ready to take care of a relationship or a woman or whatever. Like, when you don't have that male counterpart in the world, you don't know your place. You don't know what that dynamic looks like. You know, you don't know that it's not okay to what it is or what isn't okay in relationships and things like that. Like, all those things, it's necessary to have that dynamic. And I think that when Father's Day come, women, it's very appropriate for us to be able to stand behind the men in our world and our community and say, you are doing a damn good job.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I think the fact that we can't go and we can't stand behind our men, you know what I mean, whether it's white, black, or whatever, and really just praise them on what they're doing. Like, men, women, women, we want to be appreciated. We want people to say, like, you're doing a great job as a mom. Now, why the fuck is a crazy idea that men don't want to hear that very same thing?
Right, and they don't hear it enough.
They don't hear it enough. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm going to walk away.
I just say this because I know we brought it on. When I first saw this shit about women trying to be like, hey, I'm claiming Father's Day too, I'm like, the fuck? Like, you have a day. It's called Mother's Day. Like, mothers, like, single mothers on Mother's Day? It's like, I'm lifting your ass up to the highest. Like, single mothers on Mother's Day get shitloads of love.
Yeah.
It's like, you're doing everything, and I'm recognizing you from carrying that burden. But you're not replacing the fucking father. What are you telling your son about dealing with women from a male perspective? You're not a fucking man. What are you telling your son about dealing with his balls and his dick? Oh, you don't have any. So what the fuck you know about it? And to be like, well, I'm a man. I'm doing the fuck. What word? Like, step the fuck back. You know, I agree with y'all. If you want to bang on your baby daddy 364 days of the year, fine. Today ain't the fucking day.
I agree.
Like, we as fathers, and I do think it doesn't have to be your biological father, or it doesn't have to be a father. Whoever that man is that's contributing to your child's life or to your life, you're just like, hey, thank you for being here. Thank you for showing me how a man lives, what it means to be a man in this world. We do want recognition. I mean, we always complain. It's like when Mother's Day comes on, we recognizing moms. It's like, y'all get gifts, food, going out, spending money, all of that. Father's Day is like, well, I got you a fucking tie. Here's a razor. You know, it's like, that's how it come off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what do we get? Like, we don't get, oh, thanks. Well, mama is like, let me, I can't just say thank you. I got to show you and do all this stuff to show you that how much you mean to me. But his father's like, here's a pat on the back. Appreciate it. And guys, fathers, I mean, we understand. Even when it's Father's Day, it's not like I'm taking Father's Day off. All right, I ain't gonna. I'm gonna just relax. It's like, no, I'm a dad. This is part of it.
Still gotta cook.
Yeah, do when you have your children or whoever say, I appreciate what you have done. That does mean a lot, especially when we know that, especially black men. Because I'm like, we already know that. Like, we thought of as not being there. We already know when it comes to Father's Day, there's going to be a lot of women that are like, man, fuck this. And men. There are going to be a lot of boys and girls who will be like, I don't want to think of this holiday because my daddy wasn't fucking here.
Yeah.
I celebrate what father? I don't have, there is no, this ain't a holiday because that person ain't in my life. So fuck him.
Yeah. And there were tons of people that posted stuff like, I wish I had a better relationship with my father on this day. Grown-ups, grown-ass mm-hmm. people, not children, you know, adults who are still dealing with the absence issue. But when you talk about black people, I found to be more problematic, somebody took a picture. You know how we have the mahogany section in the card store? In the mahogany section for Father's Day, there's a card that's to mom on Father's Day.
You know.
Now, nowhere else in the store are you seeing that section. But in the mahogany section, that card exists because it's such a worldwide belief that this is an epidemic in our community. Just fatherless homes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I mean, it is. It's mm-hmm. a problem on a mere, but on a, the thing is, as a community and really as a society, we have to talk about the reasons why. If we're looking at just this week, there are, what was it, 6 children and 3 grandchildren that no longer have a father because their father was unlawfully choked out by the cops.
Yeah, in New York. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a man who wasn't there for his family, for what we know. You know what I'm saying? He had a death that shouldn't have taken place and was videotaped. We got men who are in jail that shouldn't be in jail. We got men who have been killed at the hands of the law for a bunch of unknown reasons. You know what I'm saying? And not to say that we're constantly victims, because there are just some men who walk away from their fucking responsibility, mm-hmm. go on, live their lives, go on and parent other children, mm-hmm. start other families, raise other kids, and forget about the ones that they had before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I think that happens in every group of people.
Mm-hmm. It does.
You know, that's not just specific to black people. And to me, a lot of the time I feel like the struggle within our community is what we believe about ourselves more so than what is actually true, because we're fed so much BS about who we are through media, through news.
We actually believe
it. We not only believe it, we make it true. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it becomes real life. And then what we start to see from the day to day is imitating these things that mm-hmm. we have taken on as being our actual truths. So now it truly is a problem. And to the point where now we got this card in the mahogany section, because it's a necessity for the black community to need this fucking card. I we're all on the same page when it comes to this, you know, and it's just one of those things that I feel like for the grown-ups who made the statements, you know, I wish I had a better relationship with my dad on this day. That's something I couldn't even, because I wish I had a better relationship with my biological father. You know yeah. what I mean? But the bashing to me needs to stop.
But you know what? I think that comes from, that's how we act normally. And I know that sounds really crazy, but we are normally a people of bashes. Like, it's very rare that we even open up our mouths to say something positive about anybody else. That's damn. Not what we do.
Well, damn.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, damn.
When was the last time you saw that? When was the last time you saw us? If we saw a horrible picture of, since we've been on Beyonce all day, let's just continue with her.
Right.
If we saw a horrible picture of Beyonce, or we saw her, for instance, Blue Ivy.
Right.
Let's talk about Blue Ivy and the hair. So we haven't spoken about that yet. Beyonce has chosen to take her daughter, stay natural with her daughter as far as Blue Ivy, as far as her hair is concerned. So everybody's like, oh, Blue Ivy's hair is never combed. Oh, they never comb my hair. Which, true, it does appear that way sometimes that they never comb my hair. But instead of us taking a stance like, you know what, bravo, you know, Beyonce, you're doing the damn thing and making sure that your daughter is raised knowing that she doesn't have to have the weave. Like, she right. doesn't have to have all that stuff.
She's two.
Right? Like,
and can I say something real quick? to all the knuckle fucks, male and female, and if you're male, please castrate yourself. If you, I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. If you sign that bullshit petition, you need to do something with your life.
Yeah, because you have nothing to do.
You have. You don't have a TV show to watch.
But I'm just saying, like, instead of us, you know, taking a positive spin on it, we took a negative spin on it.
Yeah.
You know, I think if we were able to, as a culture, shift our thinking to something positive and start speaking positivity into each other and into our community, I would love to see the things that would shift in our lives.
Yeah. But crabs in the barrel.
You know what I mean? Okay.
No, I'm going to bring up, something old. Gabby Douglas. Was winning a gold fucking medal,
and they had again another. We are real sensitive when it comes to hair,
but
FYI.
But we're talking about this girl's hair.
Look,
and I'm gonna add on to that big thing where I felt like that was a few people, and then they ran. Like I think with fathers, I think it's. I don't think it's as many as we make it out as the society makes out to be. Like 90% of fathers, black fathers, ain't there. I think it's enough to it where it's a problem in our community, but I don't think it's like one in it's like nine in every 10 dads ain't there. That's how they make it sound like.
No, and a piece of that bashing is bitterness. You mad at all these people that are on here talking about, and mind you, like I said, I don't see grown-ups really bashing absentee parents. Regret, wishes for better relationships. Yes, the bashing happens to the single mothers who are raising children currently with fathers who are absent. And a lot of it is bitterness. You don't want to see another woman talking about how happy she is that she has her baby daddy or husband or whomever the situation is at home helping. You don't want to see that happy family picture. Yeah. That shit pisses you the fuck off.
Yeah.
And so you have to, in turn, put your anger and your frustration out there. Fuck all men. Fuck these baby daddies. I'm the daddy. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And it does not prove
jack or shit.
No, nor does it negate that woman's experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And my thing is everybody has to live with the choices they make.
That's it.
And it just, that to me, it is what it is when it comes to that. But Chanel, you said something that's really on point, which is going to cause me to swing the conversation into a different direction, even in what KJ said about Gabby Douglas. We are such a community of bashers, judgers. Everybody is in such a grand position in life that we can judge others. And the scenario, the situation this year that pissed me off, trying to bash and not bash at the same time. The sister who was graduating and took the picture breastfeeding.
Oh,
I saw that.
And how the fucking internet exploded. The fucking
world just ended with her breastfeeding her. It was her little girl, right? I was like...
And to me, I'm like, the irony of the situation is that she is at her collegiate graduation. We're not talking about that. We're just mad because she got a titty out there. As if in the same week, Rihanna did not receive the Fashion Icon Award and she showed up in what? A complete see-through outfit. We saw both her boobs, two nipples.
With a thong on.
But nothing said about that except that she's a fashion icon. As where this girl was ragged on and talked about. And why can't you cover yourself? You know, this is my thing. Because now that I'm about to have a baby, everybody gonna see a titty. I ain't covering shit. You try eating with a blanket over your face and tell me how comfortable that is. I got a baby that's a sweater. Eli was born in the summer. I tried covering myself when I was nursing him and I said, fuck it. And if you don't like it, then you turn yourself around. If you seeing the top of my titty is driving you crazy, that says more about you than it ever says about me feeding my child. But all these very prissy asshole people that are all up in arms about seeing a piece of boob and a little bit of areola at a child being breastfed, you have the problem. Nothing's wrong with that mother. She's doing what she's supposed to do. Nothing's wrong with that baby. They're doing what they're supposed to do. The problem is with you. And this issue does not exist, I don't think, anywhere but in this fucking wannabe conservative yet liberal ass country.
It does, and you know, I ain't
fuck gonna, everybody I, that got I, a problem
I,
with it.
See, I ain't gonna front. I'd be like, if I'm with Casey and she like, we need to feed. I am I ain't gonna front. I'm gonna be like, can we go to this corner? I don't want you to.
I ain't covering shit.
I want to be like, we sitting down. We sitting down by the entrance to the Target, and this mad motherfucker walking. It's just like, it's probably titty out right here right now. I'm be like, I'm like, can we? And she might be like, no. I'm like,
let me tell you
then
why.
And then I would say, well, if you see motherfuckers looking,
I don't give a
like,
fuck.
Then fine with it. Then I'd be like, don't. Then I would be like, all right, then. I will be here. I will not like it. And if somebody comes say it, I would just be making sure, like, if somebody look like they want to say something, I'd just be like,
Don't say shit.
Don't say nothing.
Because it's not sexual. It's not a sexual situation.
Yeah. Don't say nothing.
You know, I remember when I was breastfeeding my second son and how really difficult it was. It was so difficult breastfeeding him because it was a matter of, like, if I was out and he needed to eat and we were out, we had to kind of find a place for me to go and sit and rest and so that he can eat. But then there was no place to sit because, like, you're in a grocery store and so they don't have chairs or something. You know what I mean? Or, like, you're in Walmart and they don't ever have chairs or some random person is just sitting on the chair. And right. You know what I mean? Like, it's really hard to find a place to find appropriate places to breastfeed your kid in public. They don't make them. You know what I mean? Like, I remember being breastfeeding and only wanted to go to two places ever. Babies R Us.
Hello?
Who is freaking amazing for breastfeeding mommies.
Yes.
The best place ever.
Yes.
They have a little room back there and it's like dim and it's quiet. Yes. It's beautiful. Perfect. You know, perfect, perfect. Or the mall by our house, it has a breastfeeding place too. Mm. You know what I mean? So those are only two places I ever wanted to go when I was breastfeeding because they made accommodations. But other than that, there was really no place because then, you know, I remember we were in the restaurant breastfeeding. I was breastfeeding. And I was really, I was always really discreet and make sure I was kind of covered up a little bit and stuff like that. And I had the blanket over the baby's head. And I remember the lady across the way, she says, oh, she's breastfeeding the baby. Is that bothering you? Do you want to leave? She said that to the guy she was with. The guy was like, shit, I'm eating. He got to eat too. Like, what? Like, what's the problem?
Right.
You know what I mean? But I do remember thinking, like, I wish she would say something to me. Like, you don't even want to go to war with me about a male breastfeeding my kid right now. You know what I mean? Like, he got to eat. Like, it's crazy how it's so appropriate for us to walk around with a can of Similac or a can of, like, formula or whatever, but it's not appropriate for us to breastfeed our kid.
Right.
Like, he's not seven and still on the boob.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He's a month old.
And it was a woman who did a video. She cracked me up. She was like, people act like breastfeeding mothers are out there like, oh, check out my titties. I'm about to feed my, like we're doing this. We try our best to be as discreet as possible so that as soon as it's out, it's in the baby's mouth and you're not really seeing anything but the top of some skin and that's all there is to it. We ain't shooting people in the eye with breast milk. We ain't doing all kind of foolish shit like that. But people act like you
awesome.
Are.
Yes.
People act like you are. And the thing is I can't even tell you how many forums on Facebook I was in there just going off on people. Black people especially for talking shit about that girl breastfeeding in that picture. Yeah. As if she set the picture up like, wait, hold on. She just happened to be breastfeeding and somebody next to her was like, oh my God, let me take your picture. And wasn't even thinking, just wasn't no big deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It drives me crazy that we have the nerve to try to be that conservative and perfect. And I'm like, half y'all got y'all kids on formula anyway.
I think that's the real problem. Let's speak to that for a second.
Yeah.
For a second. Oh, if we were not collecting the WIC or whatever it is, or however you get the formula that you get.
Right.
If you were doing the breastfeeding and one, knew how hard it is to breastfeed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Two, know how difficult it is to breastfeed in public.
Yes.
And how difficult it is to get your baby to laugh on in at a graduation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because just like you're overly stimulated, so is your baby.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're trying to get the baby to feed and the baby's just looking around. Oh, what's going on over there? And you're like, no, just eat, honey.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just focus.
Like, just focus for a second so we can get the situation done.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know what I mean? Like, I commend her to go through school, to get through college,
right,
breastfeed your baby.
Right.
People can't do that and not go to college.
Exactly.
People, stay-at-home moms can't breastfeed their kids and get it right and be able to, you know, sustain or whatever. So my hat goes off to her.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to do that.
I had a woman tell me one time, I looked at that dizzy bitch like she was crazy. Talking about, I said, she's like, are you going to breastfeed with my pregnant with Eli? I said, yeah. I said, did you breastfeed? Oh, no, girl. I had to keep them pretty. Excuse me. Are you telling me that you chose to pass up vital vitamins and nutrients for your child for fear that breastfeeding would make your already itty bitty titties less pretty than they are right now? Are you serious? Okay. All right. That's all I needed to know that I will not be talking to you about anything in regard to parenting. I don't want to hear shit else. We our breasts provide milk for a reason. It's different if you are a woman who is having a difficulty producing milk. And then there are some women who I guess just have extreme sensitivity and it's too painful for them to do. And they really gave it a shot.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. But other than that, miss me. If you make the deliberate choice, I'm just not going to breastfeed. I'm just going to put my kids on formula because I just, you know, I ain't trying to fuck with my breasts. I'm sorry. I don't feel nothing for you. And if you one of these judgmental motherfuckers talking about somebody else who was trying to breastfeed, that's
all
right.
And then you don't breastfeed yourself?
Right.
Like, I feel like the only people who got nerve to be able to say anything to me or anything to that lady about her breastfeed is somebody who's gone through the process.
Yeah,
you go through the process of trying to latch on, get your baby to latch on.
Right.
The raw nipples, the leaky ones.
Right.
Messing up your clothes and your shirts. Once you've gone through that whole gambit,
right.
The pumping, the not pumping, you know what I mean?
Right.
What is it called? The mastocyze?
Yes, when they get all hard and painful. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know Chris and Kevin are kind of looking at us because we're about having a moment. But I think when you go through all of that, because you know what, guys? You've seen us go through this.
Right.
You know what I mean? You've woken up next to us with the wet shirts.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
The hard rock ass breasts.
I've heard the owl. Well, you'd be having to look like, I'm about to, the fuck? Like, ah, shit. What the fuck? Hit your ass. You know what I mean?
Like right. you've gone through this.
I knew this shit was real when my wife pulled her earrings off.
And see, the thing about it is, too, now this is where I don't know if this would make me a feminist in this moment. This is one of those situations where I need men to shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear men tell me anything in regards to what your opinion is about me breastfeeding. Fuck you. You try doing it. You can't. So what should you do? Sit somewhere and shut the fuck up. The same goes for men who have everything to say about natural childbirth. My woman can't use drugs. Fuck you. You're not the one delivering the child. So what should you do? Go sit somewhere and shut the fuck up. Men need to stay the fuck out this conversation because it has nothing to do with you. If you get a hard on from seeing just anybody's top of titty, again, this is your problem. Perhaps you should jack off more. Perhaps you should fuck more. Perhaps you should grow up and have a little bit more dick control. But it is not my fault that when I feed my child, you get an erection. Deal with it. Seriously. That's just how I feel. Men can't say nothing to me about this.
Don't say nothing. Just look. Just be like, if you feel like stopping because you saw a titty and was like, oh, okay, all right.
Grow up.
But that's not the titty you want to see.
And they'd be like, I'm breastfeeding. I'm like, my bad. I saw your titty. I was like, what the titty? Okay, all right, I'm gone.
Just make sure it was being pulled out for the appropriate reason.
Right. Yeah.
Make like, sure there was a baby following the titty. You wasn't just like,
once you're done breastfeeding, don't make sure you pull your shirt up because if you just sit there putting the baby away and your titty out, I might just stand there and be like,
and smile.
What are you looking at? Yo, titty? I was breastfeeding. Okay. Well, shit. You're doing
it
now.
Anymore.
Okay. Wow. All right. Now that you put it out, bye. You put it away. All right. I'm good now.
Holla.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Man. That was that was real.
Yeah.
We went from daddies to breastfeeding.
I'm bringing back.
I'm sitting here sweating like, man. And then when KC was like, men, shut the fuck up.
Hey, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So we got interested
because it's just
when
not.
This kid comes.
It's not.
You can't really say because we ain't
just,
do nothing.
Just breathe and be quiet.
Yeah, it's not. It's not my place. Just like there's certain things my husband will teach my son about being a man.
Yeah.
Where I have absolutely nothing to say. I have nothing to contribute to that conversation. It's not my business. It's not my place. It's not my experience. And I don't like when men try to dictate to women the things that are not only our, it's out of our control, it's natural, but it's completely out of your control. And the breastfeeding thing, mind you, that one's, that's, you know, that's the situation. Again, brothers have to grow up. I think I'm leaning more in that conversation towards the issue of childbirth and the numbers of men, the scores of men that I have heard say, oh yeah, my woman is, she's not going to take the epidural. Says who? You? Excuse me?
I wouldn't even fathom.
Hand squeezing the watermelons out of lemons.
Right. And are you really putting pressure on your woman that she cannot take the drugs if she feels she needs it? And if that compromises the birth of your child, you're okay with that? And you have no idea what this experience is like. That's one of those things I cannot step. Look, that men dictating hairstyles and men dictating fashion choices for women. Any woman that's putting up with shit like that, I got a problem with her too.
Okay, hold on. Let me jump on that. let me jump on this. I do have certain hairstyles that I love for her to wear. Do I make suggestions? Yes. I've never been the one to dictate. Is there certain things I love seeing her in? I love seeing her in her sundresses. She looks sexy as fuck in those things. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I dictate, but I do make a lot of suggestions. Is that okay?
I don't think that's the problem as long as Chanel doesn't have a problem with
okay.
it. Okay. You know, I'm somebody, because Chris is the same way. I press my hair at this point biannually, maybe once every leap year, just to do something different. Every time I do it, it's funny the response I get from black men on the street. I might actually stop traffic with some pressed hair. With my husband, he's like, looks all right. I know it's not his favorite style. You know what I mean? And he makes that clear. When he likes a style, he'll tell me how much he likes the style. That I don't mind. But that's different than him saying, I hate that pressed hair.
Oh, yeah.
Take that out.
You can't get pressed hair anymore.
You can't do that no more.
No, I can't even fix my mouth to say some shit like that.
Or don't wear that. I don't like that outfit.
Yeah. You know why he said doesn't say that? Because he has to sleep next to you.
And I wouldn't do that to him. Like, Chris got t-shirts. Chris got graphic tees that he done had our whole relationship. I'd be like, thinking to myself,
she didn't throw them away either.
Now, look. Now, there's other items that have disappeared. I do not do old drawers and old socks. They will come up missing. I will replace them with a beautiful new pair of underwear. I can't do old saggy drawers and holy socks. I can't do it.
I don't do old. He can have old shirts, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As long as he's wearing them like in the house or something. Yeah. Maybe to sleep in or something.
Yeah.
But I agree. But the drawers. And it's funny, we were having a conversation today about, we were at the little watermelon festival.
Okay.
Who knew?
Where there was like eight black people.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah. So we were at the watermelon festival, and he was like, he knew I loved him when I brought him drawers. I said, oh, I brought you drawers because I kept tearing them up, because every time I would wash them, I'd be like, oh, those got holes in them. Let me just, you can't wear drawers with holes in them. You know what I mean? So he was like, oh, that's when I knew you loved me. He brought me some new drawers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. So it's interesting that I have the same thing. Like, I don't let him wear holy drawers or holy socks.
Mm-mm. Chris, no. I did a whole draw.
What I miss.
Overhaul. What did we move? Oh, we're talking about things that I personally don't like.
Graphic
men to,
tees and shit.
Yeah, I said Chris has some graphic tees that he has had our whole relationship. Now, we've been married 9 years. We've been together, what, 14 years now? Mm-hmm. So he got some 14-year-old t-shirts. Now, the lifespan of a t-shirt is probably three years, maybe.
But, it ain't shrink that bad to wear, and it ain't fade. So.
But... And the things, I won't say shit to Chris if he wants to wear it out. If it has a hole in it, I'll say something. Yeah. But if it has a hole, or if it's like yellow under the armpit, I'll say something. But even like recently, it was a shirt you had on. You came to me, you said, baby, does this look too old and dingy now? And I said, yeah, that should be a shirt that's relegated for home. And so he took it off and put on a different shirt.
I was like, well, can't wear this anymore. Time to re-up.
Damn.
It's changed. It's no longer. It's like play clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's a wife's.
It's a workout clothes now.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a wife's role.
Yeah.
It's the same way we have to call and make. And I don't know if you have to do this, but if I don't call and make a doctor's appointment, he's not going to go to the doctor. So the same way that we have that responsibility, it's our job to make sure that our men look good. People talk about, you know, women get in relationship, y'all get comfortable, you ain't keeping it tight. Nobody get more comfortable in a relationship than a man. You start cooking and fucking and all of that, man. He done gone from getting cleaned up with cologne to now all you gonna see is sweats and t-shirts and maybe a flip-flop or a sandal. Are you gonna see tennis shoes? Maybe. On the weekends?
Maybe.
Men get very comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so we have to, we take care of the shopping and making sure that our man looks good when he goes out in public. Now, you do have the rare breed of man who is fashion forward. And who will shop for his woman. There are some women, there are some men who actually do that.
That'd be the fucking day.
They're very rare.
That ain't me.
I only know of two.
I don't know if I can do that.
They're very, very rare. And I don't think they really shop as much for their women as they do for themselves. But they're the kind of men a woman can take shopping with her and he'll actually say, oh yeah, baby, I look good. Most men ain't trying to hang out with you when you go shopping.
Right.
Me when you're ready.
Right. And I know with Chris, once I was able to buy jeans for him successfully, because look, the first time I bought him jeans was a fail.
Yeah, I put them on right in front of her. Like, let's see how these fit. One slide, I slid the leg in when I was trying to get the other, and I was like, nah.
He was like, these is tight and white.
All of a sudden, it started. I wouldn't even reach my leg all the way in, and I was like, I can feel it about to get real tight in the crotch here. I ain't even got to put buttons up. Let's just take these shits right back off.
Wow.
But once I got the jeans,
but I mean, it's a great size. Like, I don't know for women, I'm scared because I'm like, what if I'm like miss badly? What if I do that with you? And it's like, oh, this dress real tight.
And then is your girlfriend this size? Like, you done fucked up.
And man. Our sizes are so damn complicated.
You're like, why are you?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you buy it too big, you really think I'm this big? I don't fucking know you.
Yeah.
Baby, what number are you? I don't want you to know my number. Okay, well.
I can't buy you nothing if I don't know what number you are.
But yeah, y'all, their jeans be. I'm sitting here because I hear a story like, if a woman, like a woman finds a good pair of jeans, it's like, oh shit, I done give found a needle in a haystack.
You get them all in the same color. You get 10 of them. Yes, yes.
Because you see them chicks who be like real, like skinny leg with big ass or some weird shape. You like, damn, you must struggle as fuck for some jeans. Because it's like all of a sudden they kind of. The waist kind of, all of a sudden, it's just like huge ass hips and thighs, and then their legs are not big. I'm like, where the fuck do you go to get some jeans?
Get
Yeah, it's difficult.
I question that as well, but I still look.
You just look for clothes?
I've looked for her, believe it or not. I actually have all jokes aside. I just tried to make it funny, but I have looked. And there are some things I'm like, yo, she would look good in that. Mm-hmm. But I'm colorblind, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
Chris is, too.
So I don't think what I think looks good.
We're still working on that conversation of the matching colors.
Yeah, you just have to pick it out and then be like, how does this look? And I might be like, I mean, you but might be like, surprise
her, though. But I want to surprise her. But I'd be looking at something and I'm like, is that orange or brown? If you got to ask yourself that, you probably shouldn't be buying clothes for nobody else. Not even your kids.
I just love a nice little gift card.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm like. I'm like, oh, this is some cute stuff in here.
Lane Bryant.
Let me get this gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Get what you want. Because some stuff, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. But, I mean, it. Like, I've been married long enough to know, like, shit look cute on the rack. Mm-hmm. And you be trying it on because she's like, yeah, this dress was cute. And I went to the dress room, was like, nope.
It was cute on the mannequin.
Yep.
It was cute on the mannequin.
And lingerie, same way. Let them pick that shit out.
Now, I actually like for Chris to pick out lingerie.
I picked out stuff I like that. It's cute, little, all that stuff. That stuff, it's not bad. But it, yeah, the whole going with you, I'm like, all right, if we going together, all right, where you going to be at? I'm just like, where can I sit down? I'll be like, man.
Make sure my phone is full. I'm playing Uno all day.
I remember going to the mall. I mean, it was, yeah, my mom was the one who took me shopping. And it was like, all right, well, she went, picked my clothes out, did all that. Okay, that means now I got to deal with her. Looking at every damn thing and doing her shop. He's like, so I'm like, it. I don't know how guys have done it now with no phones and shit. Cause I'm like, man, you'd be like, ugh. Yeah. Holding bag.
Can't fuck with you.
I can't do it with
That's you why not. They got them dressing rooms. Like, I was like, nigga, whoever at them point with the Macy's and was like, we're gonna put these seats right here by the dressing rooms. I'm like, y'all niggas with is geniuses. Yeah, with a TV. Even if it's just news or some shit, you like,
it's something. It's stimulating your brain away from the fucking
that,
shoes.
Yeah, and that Nordstrom's room, there's a Nordstrom's that got a little seat section with the TV for sports. I was like, fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just be here. Mm-hmm. Like, where you get me? I'll be right here. Mm-hmm. And you gone like 2 hours. I'm just like, no, sure. Oh, you was gone 2 hours? Oh, I didn't even know.
If they served cold beer, hell, I'd be okay. Mm-hmm.
Now you're really talking, huh?
Yeah.
That's really hot. That's the business model for a store.
I don't shop.
I know what I want to get.
I walk in there and I get it and walk out.
I don't know how women be doing those makeups because it's like, walking through motherfuckers trying to sell you damn shit. You want to sit down?
Nope.
Put this makeup on your face? I'm like, really? I don't deal with that shit.
I hate that shit. Mm-hmm.
Skip all that. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. On Twitter, at Black Is Online. On Facebook, at Black Is Magazine. Email us at kc@blackisonline.com. Hit us up on the hotline at 323-455-4219. And check us out at www.blackisonline.com. Thanks for listening.